From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tune in late-night television, and along with ads for hair tonics and vegetable choppers, you may run across this.
In the 15 years of its independence, Kazakhstan, under the outstanding leadership of President Nursultan Nazarbayev, has become an economically strong and democratic country.
The narration accompanies a montage of nature scenes, of Kazakh women smiling and waving in traditional dress. And to go with the commercials, huge ads in the New York Times. What's behind all this? NPR's Phyllis Fletcher has the story.
Kazakhstani pride is tender. The country is only 15 years old. So what are its 15 million people supposed to make of this?
Kazakhstan is as civilized as any other country in the world. Women can now travel on the inside of bus. Homosexuals no longer have to wear blue hats. And age of consent has been raised to 8 years old.
That's Borat, a fictional Kazakhstani reporter portrayed by comedian Sacha Baron Cohen. Borat's antics include a song called Throw the Jew Down the Well and claims that Kazakhstan is known for its prostitutes. And that makes Kazakhs like Gauhar Abdigaliyeva furious. She's a student in Washington, D.C. She's been hearing this stuff for years. She trembles slightly as she describes how she feels.
That is not nice. And if someone finds it funny, well, you know, good for them. I just hope you have fun. But it is always important to remember that you do not pick on people. You do not pick on their traditions.
Her government agrees. Thus, the four-page ads in the New York Times and U.S. News and World Report, and commercials on CNN and the local ABC affiliate here in Washington. Wouldn't it be better if Kazakhstan just ignored Borat?
Ignoring this will be just wasting the opportunity.
The opportunity for what?
To tell the story of Kazakhstan.
That's Roman Vasilenko. He's the spokesman at the Kazakhstan Embassy in D.C. Vasilenko says his office planned the PR blitz in conjunction with President Nazarbayev's recent trip to the U.S. He says the campaign has nothing to do with Borat's movie coming out in a few weeks. But Vasilenko admits the ads are a response to Borat.
He claims that the Kazakhs are very anti-Semitic people and that running of the Jews is the famous pastime. That is, of course, ridiculous. Kazakhstan has a very vibrant Jewish community.
Vasilenko also wants to set the record straight about what Kazakhs drink.
It's called kumis. It is a beverage of fermented horse milk. Of course, Borat's claim about the fermented horse urine is outlandish and incorrect.
Vasilenko has heard people say the PR campaign is a clunky Soviet-style response to free speech. But he says his people are passionate about symbols others might take for granted. His most liberating moment was the day he saw the new flag fly over Kazakhstan's capital in 1992. It was the day he knew he was free from Communist Party youth camps and being hauled off to surprise government meetings. He says he gets that Borat is a joke. And if he ever got a chance to talk to Borat's alter ego, Sacha Baron Cohen?
I would say Jagjimash, which is what he says hello in Kazakhstan, but it's obviously not.
Phyllis Fletcher, NPR News, Washington.